Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes. Keyword, Dr. Kvitko, or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Reasons We Smile. I'm Dr. Kvitko. Thank you so much for joining me. This is episode number 515, and it's going to be a continuation of last week's show. Last week's show, you might remember that we brought you 6 things nursing moms should know about their dental health, and then we started to bring you 8 common concerns about your child's teeth, and we didn't get to that, so we're going to cover that today. Hey, before we get started, though, let me remind you, if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko. And if you would please go to my office Facebook page and like us, that would be awesome. I would really appreciate that. Also, all past episodes, complete with video, are available at thereasonswesmile.com. And as you know, we've started streaming live on Facebook, so you can check us out there as well. Okay. Oh, and I also wanted to remind you, the reason I have babies and infants on my mind right now is the fact that my daughter is due to have her second child. Actually, it will be tomorrow. Everyone in the Kvitko household is very excited. So good luck, Heather, and I wish you well, and can't wait to meet my new granddaughter. So I have this list of 8 concerns about your baby's teeth. And by the way, the source of this information is mouthhealthy.org. It is a presentation of the American Dental Association. And so you're free to go there on your own and look up more information on various topics, all right? The first one is baby bottle tooth decay. Now, we talked about that a little bit last week, but I wanted to go into more detail. And so let's do that. Okay, so you can help prevent your baby from getting cavities or developing what is called baby bottle tooth decay or early childhood caries by beginning an oral hygiene routine within the first few days after birth. Start by cleaning your baby's mouth by wiping the gums with a clean gauze pad. This helps remove plaque that can harm erupting teeth. When your child's teeth begin to come in, brush them gently with a child-sized toothbrush and a small amount of fluoride toothpaste, about the size of a grain of rice. For bottle feedings, place only formula, milk, or breast milk inside and avoid using sugary beverages such as juice or soda. Infants should finish their bedtime and naptime bottle before going to bed. Okay, so and now let's go into more detail about that. So even though your child's baby teeth are temporary, they're very important, and they're still susceptible to cavities. Children need strong, healthy teeth to chew their food, speak, and have a good-looking smile. Their first teeth also help make sure their adult teeth come in correctly. It's important to start infants off with good oral hygiene to help protect their teeth for decades to come. So what causes baby bottle tooth decay? It most often occurs in the upper front teeth, but other teeth may also be affected. There are many factors which can cause tooth decay. One common is the frequent prolonged exposure of baby's teeth to drinks that contain sugar. Tooth decay can occur when the baby is put to bed with a bottle or when a bottle is used as a pacifier for a fussy baby. Tooth decay is a disease that can begin with cavity-causing bacteria being passed from the mother or our primary caregiver to the infant. These bacteria are passed through the saliva. When the mother puts the baby's feeding spoon in her mouth or cleans a pacifier in her mouth, the bacteria can be passed to the baby. If your infant or toddler does not receive an adequate amount of fluoride, they may also have an increased risk for tooth decay. But the good news is that tooth decay is preventable. So how do you prevent baby bottle tooth decay? So we already talked about try not to share saliva with the baby. And another would be when your child's teeth come in, brush them gently with a child-sized toothbrush and a smear or grain of rice-sized amount of fluoride toothpaste up until the age of 3. Brush their teeth with a pea-sized amount of fluoride toothpaste from ages 3 to 6. Supervise brushing until your child can be counted on to spit and not swallow the toothpaste, which is usually not before he or she is 6 or 7 years old. Place only formula, milk, or breast milk in bottles. Avoid filling the bottle with liquids such as sugar water, juice, or soft drinks. Infants should finish their bedtime and nap time bottles before going to bed. If your child uses a pacifier, provide one that is clean. Don't dip it in sugar or honey. I know that sounds weird, but apparently some people do that. Encourage your child to drink from a cup by his or her first birthday. And also encourage healthy eating habits. When your child's first tooth appears, talk to your dentist about scheduling the first dental visit. Treat the first dental visit as you would a well baby checkup with your child's physician. Remember, starting early is the key to a lifetime of good dental health. And that is awesome, awesome advice. Okay, so now let's get on to the next concern. That would be dental emergencies. So accidents can happen anywhere, anytime. Knowing how to handle a dental emergency can mean the difference between saving and losing your child's permanent tooth. For all dental emergencies, it's important to take your child to the dentist or an emergency room as soon as possible. Here are some tips if your child experiences a common dental emergency. For a knocked out tooth, keep it moist at all times. If you can, try placing the tooth back in the socket without touching the root. If that's not possible, place it in between your child's cheek and gum, and one of the things that is recommended is milk, but let me tell you about something that's better. It's called Save-A-Tooth. It's ADA approved. You can buy it at Walmart. You can buy it at Walgreens. Actually, you can go online and just type in Save-A-Tooth, and you can buy it directly from the folks at saveatooth.com. Okay? And what that does is it's very easy to use. It's a little jar, and when a tooth is knocked out, of course, it will start to die. But it can be put back with proper care. So what you do is you put the tooth inside this Save-A-Tooth container, and then you go to your dentist. Make sure you get there within minutes if possible. But this solution will keep the tooth moist and actually, we'll call it alive, but it's not really alive because it's still going to be a dead tooth because the nerve's been severed. But anyway, essentially, it makes it so that this tooth will be reimplantable and it will survive in the mouth. Okay, so that's pretty cool. It's called Save-A-Tooth. Go to saveatooth.com if you want to purchase it. And I highly recommend that everybody have this in their emergency kit at home. It should be in every parent's cupboard. I don't get paid for that endorsement, but it is a good product. And the best I could tell, it's only about $20. So not bad. A lot cheaper than the cost of replacing a tooth afterwards, meaning if I had to place an implant or a bridge or, you know, those kinds of things. So, okay. So that's if a tooth is knocked out. But what if a tooth is just cracked? If your child has a cracked tooth, immediately rinse the mouth with warm water to clean the area. Put cold compresses on the face to keep any swelling down. And you're going to want to call your dentist or call me right away because we want to check. What we would do is we would have your child in. We would take an x-ray to make sure that the tooth only broke in that one spot, that it's not also broken up underneath the gum and bone. And if it isn't, then what we would do, what I would do, is put a tooth-colored filling on it, sometimes supported with a pin, and try to make it look like it never happened, which is what everybody wants, right? Okay, if your child bites his tongue or lip, clean the area gently and apply a cold compress. For toothaches, rinse the mouth with warm water to clean it out. Gently use dental floss to remove any food caught between the teeth. Do not put aspirin on the aching tooth or gum tissues. That's a no-no. It's an old wives' tale. People say, oh, you just put the aspirin right on the tooth or right on the sore gum. All that does, folks, is burn the tissues and give you another problem, okay? So don't do that. How about objects stuck in the mouth? If there's an object stuck in your child's mouth, try to gently remove it with floss, but do not try to remove it with sharp or pointed instruments. That would be for me to do, okay, because I'm the one with the sharp, pointy, picky things. All right, thumb sucking. Sucking is a natural reflex, and infants and young children may suck on their thumbs, fingers, pacifiers, and other objects. Oh, and by the way, these are one of the 8 concerns about your child's teeth. So the first one was baby bottle tooth decay. The next one was dental emergencies, and now we're on to thumb sucking. Okay, so most children stop sucking their fingers or thumb or whatever by age 4. If your child continues to suck their thumb after the permanent teeth have come in, it can cause problems with tooth alignment and your child's bite. The frequency, duration, and intensity of a habit will determine whether or not dental problems may result. Children who rest their thumbs passively in their mouths are less likely to have difficulty than those who vigorously suck their thumbs. If you're worried about your child's sucking habits, talk to your dentist. You can also talk to your child's pediatrician, but I'm happy to talk to folks about it. And let me just tell you that last portion about how vigorously they do it, to me, shows that the answer to thumb sucking, it's not a one-size-fits-all answer. So I know that children need this security blanket, so to speak, And if they're one of those children that is just kind of placing their finger or thumb in their mouth and they're not apparently going to be doing a lot of damage, then I would say let's just let them do it for a little bit longer. But if they're one of the children that is very aggressive and you can tell they're just going, you can just tell they're going to make the teeth crooked, create that anterior open bite, then we would want to work a little harder to try to get them to stop. Okay? All right. So if you're just joining us, we are covering 8 concerns about your child's teeth. We're doing it in honor of my daughter about to have a baby tomorrow, her second daughter. I don't have a name yet, but I do know it's going to be a little girl. And also, if you're just joining us, and maybe you don't know, that every week we do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. And if you win, you receive free flowers from DeSantis Florist. So let me just recap, because the question is always about the show topic. And so far, we have covered baby bottle tooth decay as a concern, dental emergencies as a concern, and thumb sucking. And we went into some detail about how to prevent baby bottle tooth decay. So the questions will probably be related to that. Before we do the contest, though, let me just give you the phone number. In case you want to pre-program it into your phone, it's 614-459-9769. But before we do the contest, we'd like you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
And the question of the day today, show number 515, is, which of the following is true about preventing nursing bottle tooth decay in your child's mouth? A. If your child uses a pacifier, do not dip it in sugar or honey. B. Infants should finish their bedtime and naptime bottles before going to bed. C. For infants up to age 3, brush their teeth with a grain of rice-sized amount of fluoride toothpaste. D. For children ages 3 to 6, brush their teeth with a pea-sized amount of fluoride toothpaste. Or E. All of the above. All right. The winner is going to receive free flowers from DeSantis Florist. The number to call, 614-459-9769. That's 614-459-9769. And so, folks, I try to make this easy. It's all good information about how to prevent baby bottle tooth decay. And so the obvious answer is probably all of the above, right? Just a little big fat hint there. Okay, so like I said, the number to call is 614-459-9769, 614-459-9769. Go ahead and call now.
You won't believe it, though. I want to hear your mind. There's nothing else in the world tonight. She said, people don't take the time. Hey, people don't take the time.
Hi, I'm Keith Carlos, winner of America's Next Top Model and star of Chocolate City 2. Look for my smile on the big screen this summer, courtesy of Dr. Kvitko. Stay tuned to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. Did you know that you no longer need to visit several different dental professionals to get more complete dental care? We handle everything from cleanings and orthodontics to restoration, implants, and smile makeovers, all in my office. And now we have 2 locations. Get the most advanced technology and procedures available today. It's more complete dentistry.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
Dr. Kvitko!
Hi, I'm Johanna, and I've been a dental patient at Dr. Kvitko & Associates for over 10 years. I would really recommend Dr. Kvitko for your family's dental care. They're friendly. They're always there to help me. I feel like family when I walk in the door. It's clean. It's comfortable. Even if I have to bring my kids, they have a great playroom for them. I know when I'm with Dr. Kvitko, they are taking that extra time to make sure that I'm going to be the healthiest I can be. They've been great. I love them.
Call Dr. Kvitko & Associates today, 614-262-9222.
1-800-327-5588.
Hi, my name's Athena. My family and I have been patients of Dr. Kavitko and Associates for over 10 years. We've gone to Dr. Kavitko for numerous reasons, especially cleanings, crowns, and root canals. Since going to Dr. Kavitko, I get compliments every day on how beautiful my smile is, and people always ask me how I get my teeth so white. I used to be afraid of the dentist, but Dr. Kavitko and his staff make you feel very comfortable and relaxed, and I'm not afraid anymore. I would recommend Dr. Kavitko for all your family's dental needs.
Call Dr. Kavitko and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kavitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard. All right, we're back. We're doing Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. And let me just ask my producer, who was the winner of Dr. Kavitko's question of the day? Who knew that the correct answer was E, all of the above?
The winner is Marjorie from Grove City.
Congratulations to our winner. Enjoy those flowers from DeSantis. And by the way, I hear feedback from people that win the flowers from DeSantis. They tell me their flowers are awesome. They last. They're beautiful. So kudos to DeSantis Florist for doing such an awesome job for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kavitko. Okay, if you're just joining us, I'm Dr. Kavitko. This is The Reasons We Smile, episode number 515. And today we are bringing you 8 common concerns about your child's teeth. And we are doing it because my daughter's about to have a baby tomorrow, her second daughter. So far, we've covered baby bottle tooth decay, dental emergencies, and thumb sucking. Now we're going to talk about space maintainers. Okay, space maintainers. Space maintainers help hold space for permanent teeth. Your child may need one if he or she loses a baby tooth prematurely before the permanent tooth is ready to erupt. If a primary tooth is lost too early, adult teeth can erupt into the empty space instead of where they should be. When more adult teeth are ready to come into the mouth, there may not be enough room for them because of the lost space. To prevent this from happening, the dentist may recommend a space maintainer to hold open the space left by the missing tooth. So I do this at the office, and we make these little appliances. They're usually bonded onto the teeth. Not bonded, but like a little band that goes around a couple molars that has a wire kind of soldered to it, and it just kind of keeps the teeth apart and makes sure that when the adult tooth is ready to come in, there's room for it. And we can even use these devices to regain space. We can make them active that kind of push teeth back if the space has already closed. So even if you've waited a little too long, meaning your child's teeth have already started the shift, it's not too late. Okay, so remember that. And usually with the little kids, we bond these, or rather they're fixed in the mouth, they're cemented in, they don't come out. But in some of the older children, we can use removable appliances if the child prefers, as long as they wear it. Gotta wear it. It doesn't work if it's not in your mouth. Okay, another concern about your child's teeth would be protecting them against decay, and this we do through the use of dental sealants. Now, sealants are a fast and easy way of protecting your child's teeth, and they act as barriers to cavity-prone areas. They are usually applied to the chewing surfaces of back teeth and sometimes used to cover deep pits and grooves. Sealing a tooth is fast, and there is virtually no discomfort, meaning there's no drilling, there's no numbing. As long as the sealant remains intact, the tooth surface will be protected from decay. Sealants hold up well under the force of normal chewing, but they may have to be reapplied if needed. So every so often, we see one that's come off. As children age, they wear away. I've seen them still in place in young adults, you know, in their mid-20s. It's better to get the sealants on the teeth as soon as they come into the mouth before they've had a chance to be attacked by sugary foods and drinks. Think of it like you're rust-proofing a brand new car. Now, I guess we don't talk a lot about rust-proofing here in Central Ohio because we don't have winters as bad as maybe up in the Cleveland area or something, or up in Detroit. But if you're going to rust-proof a car, you want to do it before it has rust. In fact, you have to do it before it has rust. And so with a tooth, we want to protect it before it gets a cavity, and the sooner we do it, as soon as that adult tooth comes in, is when I want to do it because that's the best time with the most benefit, okay? So, and by the way, both primary and permanent teeth can benefit from sealants. As it turns out, baby teeth tend not to have the deep grooves and valleys, but some of them do. So if your child has the teeth with the deep valleys and grooves, well, we're going to want to put sealants in them as well. Now might be a good time to mention that fluoride also protects your child's teeth. And so make sure you're using a fluoride toothpaste. I think we mentioned that earlier. But also, fluoride treatments in the office are very important because anything that we can do to limit the amount of acid erosion is beneficial to your teeth. So it's not just sealants, but also fluoride. And you know how that works is fluoride actually changes the makeup of the tooth structure and makes it less susceptible to acid erosion, which is the process of tooth decay. All right? Okay, so another concern about your child's teeth is mouth guards. Protecting your teeth from a dental emergency. Remember earlier in the show, we talked about dental emergencies and what to do, but we didn't talk yet about how to prevent them. So a mouth guard should be worn whenever your child is participating in sports and recreational activities. Mouth guards cushion blows that would otherwise cause broken teeth, injuries to the lips and face, and sometimes even jaw fractures. Why jaw fractures and how can that be prevented? Let me just tell you. First of all, if you look at an x-ray of a child's lower mandible, which is the jaw we're referring to, you're going to see it's just filled with developing teeth. Well, if you were to take that picture, think of taking that picture and erasing all of the teeth and coloring them black, the little holes where the teeth are. What that's going to point out to you is that those teeth are occupying space in the jawbone, which essentially means there's a weak spot in the jawbone. There's a hole there. So, and you see this a lot with young adults where they have an impacted wisdom tooth that's down low, and so it's so close to the base of the jawline that the bone is actually kind of thin there. So if somebody gets in a car accident, for example, and they pop their chin, hit their chin on the steering wheel, maybe they don't have an airbag, and the jaw is weak there, it can break right there, right below the bone, the bone right below the wisdom tooth. So that's how kids are susceptible to jaw fractures. And mouth guards will cushion that blow and potentially prevent it, okay? And by the way, remember we said recreational activities, not just sports. So this is for kids that aren't necessarily even in organized sports. If your child's going to go and play on the playground or they're going to go ride their bike, you put a helmet on their head, you should put a mouth guard in their mouth, okay? Okay, another concern, you know what? Let me see here. Looks like we'll do one more before we go to the break. Okay, another one would be malocclusion or bad bite. Now that is a condition in which the teeth are crowded, crooked, or out of alignment, or the jaws don't meet properly. So you can have straight teeth, but if the jaws don't meet, they hit in weird ways when the teeth come together. This can become particularly noticeable between the ages of 6 and 12. When a child's permanent teeth are coming in. If not treated early, a bad bite can make it difficult to keep teeth and gums clean where teeth are crooked or crowded, increasing the risk for cavities and gum disease. And this is important for everybody to know. It's harder to clean teeth that are crowded and crooked. And by the way, it's harder for me as a dentist to tell if you have a cavity between teeth that are crowded and crooked because when I take an x-ray, the teeth are overlapped, so you get this double image of tooth. Both teeth showing up in the same spot, and by the way, decay is dark, and teeth show up on an x-ray as light, and if you have double tooth structure, you have double light, and that can then counteract or basically just hide the fact that there would be a dark spot there somewhere, which would indicate decay. So we're going to miss a lot of decay. The other thing is harder to clean, and you can't get in there, and plaque and tartar form, and it's just so much easier to care for a mouth where the teeth are straight. Okay, so now it looks like it's time for us to go to a break. You're listening to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. This is episode number 515, 515, and we will be right back. You can take me as I am, not just a little bit.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kvitko.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. I've been honored to help several famous people get a perfect smile, like Keith Carlos and Dominique Reigert from America's Next Top Model, and Ted the Golden Voice Williams from right here in Columbus. Isn't it time you had a celebrity smile? It costs less than you might think, and most of the time, it can be done in one visit. A new smile can make a world of difference.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kavitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Burn my glasses!
Right, we're back. I'm Dr. Kavitko. This is The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kavitko, episode number 515. We've been bringing you 8 common concerns about your child's teeth. We spent a lot of time talking about baby bottle tooth decay, also known as baby bottle syndrome. Hopefully, you've taken this information to heart, maybe written it down. Remember, if you want to listen to the show again, you can go to thereasonswesmile.com and search for episode number 515. Okay? All right, so we've covered 7 of the common concerns about your child's teeth. Let me just recap. Baby bottle tooth decay, dental emergencies, thumb sucking, space maintenance, sealants, mouth guards, and malocclusion. And now we have the 8th one to cover, the last one, which is fear. Fear. Now, how does a child get to be afraid of the dentist if they've never been? It's easy. The parents transfer their fear of going to the dentist to the child, and they do it unknowingly in a lot of cases. Not every case. In some cases, people do kind of silly things, and they'll say to the child, if you don't behave, I'm going to take you to the dentist, and he's going to pull all of your teeth. Please don't do that. Don't say that. The other thing I don't want you to do is don't say to the child, hey, don't worry, it's not going to hurt. Guess what? They didn't think it was going to hurt till you told them that it wasn't. So, what I would suggest, and by the way, I don't think anybody tells their child or says to their child prior to their first haircut, hey, it's not going to hurt. Nobody says that because, you know, it's not going to hurt. Well, let me tell you, it's not going to hurt when you bring them to me as their dentist. I think you would find the same of most dental offices. So don't worry about it. And don't pre-prepare them. Don't over-prepare them. You don't really have to say anything. And what I would encourage you to do is just trust the experts. Just trust us. We have great training that we obtain in dental school. We have many, many years of practice of knowing what works and what doesn't. And so the best advice I can give you about this is to just don't let it become something that you are worried about and that you've transferred your worry to the child, okay? Everything will go so much smoother if you can do that. But I'm sensing that some of you are non-believers, that some of you just don't believe that we can do dentistry without it being uncomfortable, probably because of your own experiences in the past. So let me tell you what I do. The first thing I do is I make sure that the child always has a pleasant visit, especially the first one, the first visits, no matter how many it takes. If I can't get everything done at a child's first visit, or if I can't get anything done at a child's first visit, it's okay, because we want it to be pleasant. We want them to be happy, and what we do is we tell them how awesome they are, how wonderful they did, give them a prize, and then you know what? We'll have them back in 2 to 3 weeks. You don't have to wait 6 months to try again with a little bitty like that. Heck, it's a lifetime to them, 2 or 3 weeks, right? But keep in mind that if you do have a child that needs more than just hand-holding and stuff, I can do laughing gas. I can do oral sedation, and that will put your child into a really neat state of kind of happiness, if you will, where they're just kind of docile and they don't care. And then if you have a child that just absolutely needs to be sedated deeply, they just, you know, maybe a behavioral management issue or some other thing that makes it hard for them, there are places like Children's Hospital where your child can be put under intravenous sedation and have all of their work done and just wake up when it's over. All right, well, that's all the time we have today. I want to thank you for joining me, and don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Kavitko and visit my office Facebook page and like us. It's Dr. Kavitko and Associates. Remember that all past episodes complete with video are available at thereasonswesmile.com. Be sure to tune in next week and every week right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kavitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588, or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.